You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here at 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, March 25th show. It is a great day to talk about money. That's why I'm here, and that's what the show is all about, how to make money, save money, and build a better quality of life for you and your family. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but I can connect you with the guests I have in studio or any questions that you have for myself. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And in studio right now, Greg Nunn with Nunn Better Tax Resolution. And we're going to be talking about tax problems today. Greg, thank you so much for coming back in studio.
Thank you, Tina.
And being my go-to guy for everything when it comes to taxes. A little bit about Greg. Greg Nunn is founder and principal of Nunn Better Tax Resolution in Redmond, Washington. The first firm of tax resolution specialists in Washington State. His passion is helping people that find themselves in a predicament with the IRS due to failing to file tax returns and or not paying what the IRS claims that they owe. He represents these troubled taxpayers vigorously before the IRS. His practice also provides tax preparation and tax planning for individuals and businesses. Gregory is a licensed CPA in the state of Washington and has been in the industry for over 30 years. He is a member of the American Society of Tax Problem Solvers, the premier associates of professionals helping troubled taxpayers, and he has received the Top Practitioner Award for the American Society of Tax Problem Solvers. He's also a certified tax resolution specialist. Greg's also published a book titled Solve Your Tax Problems Now. Just to let you know that Greg is my personal CPA, and he doesn't just help clients that are in tax issues, because thank goodness I'm not. So if you want a good CPA, I give a high endorsement to Greg. Greg, again, thanks for coming in, and it's nice to kind of go through the problems that people might be in, but as important as well is to talk about how to stay out of problem and issues with the IRS, but also what to do if you are in a predicament.
Right.
So how many people have tax issues?
It's an alarming amount. There was a study done in 2009, approximately 8.2 million people have tax issues.
Wow.
And the average amount that a person owes is about $10,000. So it's rampant.
So how do people get into tax issues, have tax problems?
You know, so often it's an outside event that causes these kind of things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Someone in the family becomes very sick, or you become very sick, loved one dies, the loss of a job.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of things, those external events, often are the big trigger that get people into the place where they just quit paying their taxes and don't file tax returns, because life is just so in so much turmoil.
Yeah.
And then others, well, for whatever reason, they just would rather keep the money than pay it over to the IRS like they should.
Yeah. Okay. And Greg, the type of people that run into tax issues, what do you see?
It crosses all economic, social boundaries. It can be anybody out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you get into tax trouble, you have good company, very good company. Anyone that knows Wesley Snipes or Pete Rose,
yeah.
Mark Anthony, I love his music. And of course, we all know Willie Nelson. He's been a tax problem for a long, long time. So you're in great company if you get into tax difficulty.
So Greg, most common tax problem that you see?
The most common one that I see is people that own a small business.
Okay.
And they either get behind in their ability to make their estimated tax payments,
mm-hmm.
or they start not making their payroll tax deposits, which is a real no-no. And those are the ones that I see the most, and they're just unable to pay. And it's a snowball. It's like anything we do in life. It's like if you do it once, I don't file for 1 year, then mm-hmm. the 1 year becomes two, the two becomes three. And then before you know it, you have multiple years you haven't filed. Or, well, I'm not going to pay my payroll taxes this quarter, and then it happens another quarter, and then
mm-hmm.
and it snowballs. And that's where people get into real big difficulties.
And, you know, we've talked about this before, Greg, and it's so important. Just like everything else in life, it seems that a lot of people want to procrastinate, and it kind of feels like, well, maybe it'll just go away. But when it comes to the IRS, more than anything else, it's the worst thing that you can do, because there's always a solution. Even if you don't have the money, it's just connecting with the IRS, right?
It is. There's always a way to figure it out. And mm-hmm. one of the things that I see actually quite a bit are those that haven't filed for, like, maybe ever. And so they're really scared to start filing, that they might, well, you know, get arrested or thrown in jail or something. Not a good plan. The best thing is just get in compliance. That's what the IRS wants. You get back in compliance, they're happy campers. Unless you're a total tax dodger, they're not going to come and arrest you.
So when you get that letter in the mail, make sure you open it up and immediately call the IRS or call your tax professional to help you through the process.
Yes. That's a good segue. May I comment on that?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Oftentimes, that's what happens. A letter comes. It says, oh, you owe $15,000. Please pay. Call this number. Call this 800 number. And you call that 800 number, and you're on hold for 60 minutes or more. And then you get it's a tax collector on the other end of that phone line. Mm-hmm. Their purpose in that phone call is to get money out of you. And so they will start asking some financial questions, quite appropriate.
Of course.
But sometimes the uninformed end up in a situation where they're agreeing to a payment amount or something they should pay the IRS that they don't have to. The IRS just kind of backed them into a corner.
Uh-huh.
Current example, guy owes $15,000, he calls in. And all of a sudden, they're telling him, well, you got to have $3,000 to us within 2 weeks, and you got to be paying $500 a month until it's all paid. Fortunately, he called me, we sat down, and I have him now where he's not paying the IRS $3,500 a month. He's probably going to settle his $15,000 debt for $2,000.
Wow.
Because the IRS isn't concerned about what's best for the taxpayer.
Uh-huh.
Remember, they're collectors.
Of course.
Like any business.
Yeah.
We want all the money we can get.
So if you've got a tax issue, the best thing that you do is call your professional. If you don't have one, make sure you get one. Pay the cost that it would take to do that, to make sure that you're getting representation and finding out exactly what you need to do and get that amount down.
It really is it's well spent money to have someone do an analysis on what you might owe. And sometimes more things are found that the taxpayer isn't even aware of. But normally an analysis can be done for about $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
And you know.
Yep.
And you know what you need to do, because I always provide that recommendation. These are mm-hmm. the next steps. And my interest is in my client.
Yeah.
And keeping their money.
You know, and also on that, Greg, I'm sure that there's a lot of people that run into tax issues just because they don't understand what they're supposed to be paying taxes on. They make a mistake because they don't have a professional that's done their taxes for them. Do you see that happening a lot with...
You know, it does happen. And, you know, we all do this. And that is, sometimes we don't know that we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever we do in life, you know, you're the mortgage expert. I just asked you a question before the show to get something clarified. Mm-hmm. I thought that was the case, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
And
I call you all the time for my clients to
you do.
Get
and,
answers
and,
for things.
And I really appreciate that, by the mm-hmm. way. It's nice to be able to help people. And so it is. Sometimes we just start doing our tax return, not really knowing what we're doing in it.
Yeah. Now, Greg, I want a little bit of a different topic because we've talked before about, or I've brought into studio, in these scams and things that are going out there. Can you talk about that? Because I know that there's some scams going on for the IRS. And so how do you know if this is real or not?
Oh, man. These scams, the phone call scams, are the ones that they're so dramatic, because this person on the other end of the phone that just is calling you now, they scare the eebie-jeebies out of you.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, it's organized crime. That's all it is. The sad thing about that will probably increase. That will tick up. There'll be more of it going on, because starting next month, the IRS is going to turn over old delinquent accounts to a collection agency, to a third party. And so now I can just see it happening. These people calling, well, we are now the collector for the IRS, and we have special permission to call you, and you uh-huh. owe us money. And it's just going to be another segue for these criminals. Thank you, Mr. Government.
So the best thing is just not to have any conversation. Don't give any information.
Phone calls
again, call
yeah.
your tax professional.
If it's a phone call, and if that person starts making any kind of threatening statements,
mm-hmm.
hang up. It's not the IRS.
Yeah.
They don't treat people that way.
Yeah. So, Greg, some ways that you can actually pay back. There's no way that you have the money. You're not going to be able to settle up. What are some options that the IRS is going to give you?
The two best options are a properly structured payment program, an installment agreement.
So they'll make sure that they set it up that you can actually afford that payment.
Sometimes people, they really can't afford the payment. They just need the ability to have it set up. Sometimes maybe it's a partial pay agreement where they're not paying the whole amount back. Oftentimes you can get in an installment agreement that that's just for a few years because the statute of limitations is expiring on the tax that you owe. And so it just nicely goes away. And then there's the offer and compromise. And both of these, think of it this way. They're based on two fact patterns. One is what's your income or lack thereof? And what is all your stuff, assets, houses, boats, planes, et cetera? But most of the people I talk with, they don't have boats. They don't have planes. They're just trying to eke out a living. So it's great to help them. But anyway, the installment agreement is often really good for the person that is, you know, making good money, owns some assets. The best one is this offer and compromise, though. Like this gentleman I just talked about, the IRS wanted to put him on an installment agreement, and we met, and this guy's going to qualify for an offer and compromise, which is the ability to pay the IRS back for less than they say you owe.
Okay. Yeah. So, Greg, implementations, if you do not get in contact with the IRS and set up some type of payment plan, really bad stuff, I would imagine.
It snowballs. You start getting, the IRS starts out with very benign letters asking you to please pay. And then they start sending certified letters that say, pay or else. And then you get another certified letter that says, we're levying your bank account. And another certified letter that says, we're putting a federal tax lien on you.
Yeah.
And when you get down that far down the road, you're in serious doo-doo, and it's really time to get some help.
Got it. So, Greg, let's talk for a couple minutes about the IRS levy and what can you do about that?
Those IRS levies, you've seen, I'm sure you've seen those with the your lending situation. And oftentimes what can happen is that if we can do a settlement whereby we put you on a good payment program, they might be willing to release that levy.
Okay.
On a business, sometimes they'll put that levy on a checking account. But if you respond properly to prove that you need that money for the operation of your business to make payroll, to make rent or whatever, they'll lift that levy.
Okay.
There's ways to get them all off.
So they'll work with you.
It's
taking action. Yeah. So, and last, what about the IRS lien?
The IRS lien is probably the worst thing that can happen to you in that it impacts your credit score. It's going to show on your credit report. You're not going to be able to most likely get a mortgage. Well, you know that more than anybody. But if you do have a lien, they can get removed off your credit report.
Yes, they can.
And that's the beauty of it, is that these things have remedies. You don't have to sit there and worry, even though I know it's very stressful to get these letters. But that levy can get, that lien can get taken off your credit report.
Yeah.
And then it's nice and clean and you're good to go.
Yeah. So in closing, the best advice as your host of the Money Hour, and this show really is to bring in all the experts that you need so that you can have a successful financial plan for you and your family. And the worst thing that can happen is to have financial challenges, and to compound with that, have the IRS after you. So if anything's going on, just call your tax professional, get the advice that you need. The IRS is going to work with you, and but the worst thing you can do is procrastinate and push that off aside. Greg, thank you so much for joining me back in studio. I always appreciate your time.
I always like being here. Remember, if you have an IRS problem, most of the time your professional can slow things down so they can get fixed.
Yes, and they know what needs to be done and what your options are. Thank you, Greg.
Tina, you're awesome. Thanks.
Likewise. Coming up next on The Money Hour, what factors are having an impact on our real estate market? I have Maya and Rosemary with RealLogix, Thetherby International Realty, right here on 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.